Welcome back, everybody, to Amid Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Lamed Tes on the days 39b, and we are on the top of Daf 39b. So the Mishnah told us, Maisa Shasu Anshei Tveria, that there was a story in terms of the Anshei Tveria, the people of Tveria, that they made this whole contraption where there was going to be water flowing through pipes on Shabbos that's going to make it hot, and it was going to be done on its own, and the Mishnah told us that on Shabbos this is going to be usur both for drinking and for bathing, and on Yom Tov it's going to be allowed for drinking, but it's going to be usur for bathing. So now I ask the Gemara, my rechitza, so what type of bathing are we referring to where we said that the Chachamim are saying that it's going to be usur to do on Shabbos? What type of bathing are we talking about? Ilam rechitza kol gufu, if you're talking about a bathing of the entire body, then I'm going to ask you a question. And what seems to be implied from our Mishnah is that water that was heated up on Shabbos is going to be a problem, but Chachamim shehuchmu may erev Shabbos mutar. But if it was water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, then you would be allowed to take a full body bath. V'atanya, but we have a brisa that says, Chamin Shuchmu Me Erev Shabbos, L'macha Rochit B'hem Panav Yadav Raglav, Aval Lo Kol Gufo. But the brisa tells us explicitly that even if it was water which was heated up on Erev Shabbos, you're still not allowed to go ahead and take a full bath with your full body on Shabbos. It's Gzera Midir Abanan, that we're afraid you're going to actually heat the whole bath. So you're not allowed to do this. So it can't be talking about a full body bath. So what's it referring to? Aval Panav Yadav Raglav. Rather, what we are saying is going to be usher is to wash your hands, feet, and face. That's what the problem is going to be on Shabbos. But if it was heated up on Erev Shabbos, then it would be okay. But Eim Seifa. But then let's look at the second half of the Mishnah. B'yom Tov k'cham ejuchmu b'yom Tov. So when it comes to on Yom Tov, whether you're allowed to use this contraption to heat up the water, so we said it's like water that was heated up on Yom Tov. Asurim b'rechitzu mutarim b'shtia. And it's usher to bathe in it, but it's mutter to drink it. So what would come out is that it's usher to use hot water that was heated up on Yom Tov to take a bath, just washing your hands, feet, and face on Yom Tov. That would pin us down to the Shita of Beis Shammai. Le matanan stomach Beis Shammai. So this would mean that our mission is like Beis Shammai. Did not Beis Shammai Omer, because Beis Shammai is the Shita. Lo yachim adam chamin l'ragel ve'elim kin ruin l'shtia. The only time a person's allowed to warm up hot water for his feet on Yontif is when it's fit for drinking. He does not hold of this concept of mitoch, that once we allow you to heat up food for drinking, that we allow you to do it for other stuff, which is what Beis Hillel holds, which is what we hold. A bigger discussion against showering on Yontif, not for us right now. That's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing more on Shabbos. But then we'd be tied down to the Shita of Beis Shammai that says that you're not even allowed to wash your hands, feet, and face. Beis Hillel Matzir, but Beis Hillel say this is going to be okay. So if we're going to say that our mission is only talking about washing your hands, feet, and face and not talking about a full bath, then we're tied down to the Shita of Beis Shammai. So answers the Gemara, Rav Ika bar Chananya, bar Rav Ika bar Chananya says, Leishtatef ban kol gufo askinan. Now really what we are talking about in our Mishnah is a situation where you are washing your entire body, but it's not bathing where you go into the bath. Rather, we're talking about a situation of showering. And our Mishnah is referring to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, as we're going to see in the following Brisa. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Lo yishtatef adam kol gufo b'mecham b'mitzonin, that a person's not allowed to wash his entire body with hot or cold water on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a shower. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon matir. However, Rabbi Shimon says that you are allowed to wash your entire body and take a shower with hot or cold water, as long as the hot water was heated up before Shabbos. This is what the Shita of our Mishnah would be, which would come out that it would be a problem if it was heated up on Shabbos, but before Shabbos, then it would be okay. So this is the Shita that our Mishnah was referring to. Comes Rabbi Yehuda into the third Shita in the Brisa about showering on Shabbos. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bechamin Aser, to wash your entire body, to take a shower with hot water is going to be a problem, even if the water was heated before Shabbos. Bitzonin Mutter, but with cold water, it's going to be allowed. So we have a three-way machlokas, what we're allowed to do in terms of showering on Shabbos. And the middle Shita, or the second Shita, which we quoted from Rabbi Shimon, is who we would attribute our Mishnah to, where if it was heated up on Erev Shabbos, then it would be okay, but if it was heated up on Shabbos itself, then it would be no good. So it says the Gemara Amar of Chista, Machlokas Bekli. Rav Chista says, this whole Machlokas that we had, if something was heated up on Friday to be used for a shower on Shabbos, this is only a Machlokas when it comes to using a Kli, because people are going to think that you heated it up on Shabbos, and that's why one Shita might say that it's not going to be allowed. That's where the problem would come in. But when it's coming from a spring in the ground, where it could just be that it was heated up on Shabbos in that way, and no one thinks that you actually went and heated it up, then everyone would say that you're allowed to go ahead and shower on Shabbos, even with this hot water. Ha maisa da anshei Tveria bekar kahava. But ask the Gemara, the whole story of anshei Tveria, where v'asru gahu rabbanon, where the rabbanon said it's not allowed, that was in a case where it's in the ground. So how can we answer this? Eliyat mar hachiyat mar, rather what we should really say is as follows. Machlokas bekarka, the machlokas is really about when the water's coming from the ground, where you could see, well, there's one sheet that might say it's okay because people aren't going to assume that you heated it up, and the other sheet just says still no good. kli divrei hakol aser, but when it comes from a vessel, all agree that you are not allowed to wash with hot water, even again if it was heated up from before. Shulchan Aruch, this can be found in Simin Shin Chavav 326, where it says you can't shower on Shabbos, but panav yadav raglav, maybe if it was heated from before Shabbos, could potentially be okay. Bathing may be a little different. This comes into a big machlokes about going to the mikvah on Friday night. How is someone allowed to dip into the mikvah on Friday night or on Shabbos morning? If people go in the morning before davening, are they allowed to go ahead and do that? Big machlokes and big kulas as to why maybe women would even be allowed to dip into hot water. Again, bigger topic than we have time for right now. So now says the Gemara, halacha kli amar rabba barachan amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, again, was the shita which said this compromise shita, the middle ground, which was that with hot water, even if it was heated from before Shabbos, is going to be aser b'tzonin mutter, but with cold water, it's going to be allowed. This seems to be the halacha. Again, even if it was heated before Shabbos, it would not be allowed. Amar leir of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says to Rabba barachan, who just said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, b'firu shmi'alach, omi kala shmi'alach. Did you hear this explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, or did you just infer it from something else that he may have said? My klala, what would this mean that you inferred it? Damar Rav Tam Chumam Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Yanai Amar Rebbe. Kol Makom Shata Motzei Shnayim Chalukin Mechad Machriya. Anytime you have a situation where two Tanayim are disagreeing, and then there's a third one who comes and makes a compromise shita, halacha kedivrei hamachriya. The halacha would be like this mediator. Chutz Mikulei Matlanis, except for one case where we had earlier on Daf Chav Tes, where it's talking about how to undesignate a rag in terms of when something's going to be mekabel tumah or not, Shaf Al Pish, Rabbi Eliezer Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, Rabbi Akiva Machria, because even though over there you had Rabbi Eliezer being Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua being Mekel, and then Rabbi Akiva came in was this middle ground, in Halacha Kedivrei Machria, the Halacha over there is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Chadad, Rabbi Akiva Talmud, who? Because first of all, Rabbi Akiva was just a Talmud, so he shouldn't be arguing with them. The Ode, Ha'had Arbe Rabbi Akiva, Lagabi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva ended up agreeing like Rabbi Yeshua and was Mekel at the end of the day, so that's why the halacha doesn't follow the middle ground of Rabbi Akiva. But what would come out is that Rabbi Yochanan always does hold that we would hold of this middle shita, and the middle shita in our situation would be Rabbi Yehuda, who said this compromise shita, that it's not always usher or always mutter, that when it's hot water, it's going to be usher, when it's cold water, it's going to be mutter. So that would be the way that they inferred it. V'mikolamai, we seem to be implying from the Gemara that there's something wrong if you learned it out from an inference if you didn't hear directly from it. So what would be the problem? Even if we are learning it out from this inference, why is it no good? So answer the Gemara, because maybe that rule of holding like the Machria, maybe that's only true in Mishnayos, but when it comes to a Brisa, that might not be this case. So this is a Brisa, so maybe we wouldn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's why we need to know which one it is, who we would hold like. So Amar Lei, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Rachana's reply back to Rabbi Yosef was, Ana b'per Shmili, I really heard it explicitly from Rabbi Yochanan that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and that would be why we certainly, at least in the Dinim of the Gemara, we cannot shower with hot water, even if it was heated up before Shabbos, and we would be able to with cold water. This is Daf Lamed, Tesfim Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.